Okay, Kelly Hansen with the Lions Club is with us. How you doing, Kelly?
Good, good.
It's been a while since we spoke.
Yes. All those sporting days.
That's right. Well, let's talk about the park in Bark River. And the state put out a press release about the crowdfunding campaign. But talk a little about what, from your point of view, the park needs. What are some upgrades that you want to see there?
Well, what we're doing, we're actually involving two parks in Bark River, the main park that's over at the Senior Center area and the downtown park, which is right on the highway. This started about 2 years ago. We started looking and doing some improvements over at the park. And it turned into including inclusive equipment for handicapped children. So at the main Senior Center park, we are putting in inclusive equipment and traditional equipment surrounding our existing play area. So we are not getting rid of anything, but we are adding to it. We also will be putting in some new sidewalks to make it handicap accessible for children in wheelchairs. And then at the downtown park, we've already put in a new fence, and we removed some of the equipment there that was not very safe. And we are adding some more new equipment there, along with renovating existing equipment at that park. We also adjusted the parking at the downtown park, so now there is more parking available because we've moved the fence in, and people can pull in perpendicularly instead of being on a parallel parking area.
So what is, when you say inclusive equipment, what does that mean?
Inclusive means it's handicap accessible. It's for children in wheelchairs.
Well, that's something that we haven't had, eh?
No, we haven't in this area. Nope. And they'll be able to take their wheelchairs right up onto the equipment. Now, all children can use it. It can be used by all, but one of the really neat ones is the merry-go-round. They can put their wheelchair wheel right onto it, and they can use the merry-go-round. So that's one that's really... And the Heart of the North, the Delta Menominee County Heart of the North Lions Club, which is women, we are the ones who spearheaded this. But we are also getting a lot of support from the Bark River Men's Lions Club and the Bark River Township. The township is heavily involved because it's on their property. And so they are really doing a lot of the grunt work as far as removing old equipment and getting, you know, everything ready for us to be over there working. We are actually going to start the construction at the Senior Center park with the inclusive equipment on June 13th. We have a 3-day work bee, the 13th, 14th, and 15th of June, that we will be putting that equipment in. Then we will slowly continue working on the downtown park. It's all volunteers who are putting this stuff in. I mean, we're getting people from the community. The football team's going to come. They're going to be spreading all the rubberized chips that will be used underneath the traditional equipment. The inclusive equipment has special matting that has to be put down, and the company that we're buying this through will come back and put that down for us because that's part of what they do.
Okay, then the last question, Kelly, is there's a fundraiser that the state mentioned. So you guys are still raising some money to pay for this work, eh?
Yes, we are. It is extremely expensive, especially when you get into this inclusive equipment and the matting that needs to be put down. But, yes, we are running this fundraiser through Patronicity as the group that is kind of working with us. But the money is actually, the matching funds will be coming from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. So that's where the money actually comes from once we've raised these additional funds.
And how much more are you trying to raise?
About $46,000.
Okay.
Okay, and so that's what we're trying to raise. And we launched the campaign yesterday, and it will run through July 12th. There's a site called patronicity.com/Bark River that they can just go to, and that's how they can donate.
Okay, we'll link to it on our website as well. People can click there and go from there. So Anything else you want to mention before we close this, Kelly?
Well, we're very, very excited about it. We think this is something we are offering our community and people in our whole area. And, you know, with our beautiful weather here in the UP, we like to see kids get outside and play.